Teachers' teachings advocate a transition from seeking to non-seeking, from desiring to non-desiring. Unlike many spiritual traditions, which often focus on intellectual understanding or conceptual frameworks, the teacher's approach is unique. They don't merely speak of the truth, but provide practical techniques to help readers experience it directly. Through these techniques, the mind undergoes a profound transformation, moving from the temporal realm of desires and anxieties into the timeless realm of pure presence. Central to these techniques is the breath, an intimate companion to life itself. The teacher invites readers to explore the breath, to understand its significance in their existence. Breath is not only the bridge between the body and consciousness, but also serves as a connection to the entire universe. Becoming aware of the subtleties of breath, readers can unlock doors to a different dimension of being, transcending the limitations of time and space. In The Inner Path, Meditations on Breath and Beyond, readers embark on a journey of self-discovery, guided by the teacher's profound teachings and transformative techniques, by exploring the intimate relationship between breath, consciousness, and existence. Readers open themselves to the possibility of discovering the truth that is already within them. This book offers a unique opportunity to step onto the path of self-realization, where the present moment becomes the portal to the innermost self, and where the breath becomes the key to unlocking the mysteries of existence. In this meditation, we dive into a powerful practice inspired by the teachings of the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, a profound text that uncovers timeless techniques for deepening awareness. The focus here is on the second technique, which explores the immense potential of belief. This practice challenges us to contemplate the nature of our beliefs and how they shape our reality. The technique may seem unusual at first, as it invites us to think about believing in something we might feel is far beyond our current understanding. It asks us to believe that we are omniscient, omnipotent, and all-pervading. These are qualities that, on the surface, feel utterly unattainable, yet they are inherent to our being. At first glance, the idea of being all-knowing, all-powerful, or all-encompassing may feel impossible, especially when we are conscious of our limitations. Our minds are full of doubt. We are not all-knowing, not all-powerful, and certainly not all-pervading. The body confines us, and we are often told that we are limited in our capacity for greatness. How, then, can we even believe these ideas? This is where the practice begins to reveal its depth. Belief does not arise from intellectual understanding alone. It arises from knowing. When we understand that belief is not just an abstract concept, but a creative force, we begin to see its transformative power. The key here is understanding that our current belief system, shaped by past experiences and societal conditioning, is what limits us. What we believe about ourselves and the world around us directly influences our reality. It becomes a self-reinforcing cycle. For example, in some cultures, women are believed to be stronger and more capable than men. And in those societies,